Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. We are continuing our previous shiur about the makor of the Rambam, that Tzveika D'Araisa and HaTorah is Lekula. And now we are going to go to the proof of the Maharit in Dibur HaMaschil V'Ani. We mentioned this Maharit in the previous shiur. And he paved a new way in understanding the Rambam in the Tshuva, the Maharit. Indeed relates the tshuva to the Ramban, but hein divrei HaRambam, but tshuva that was brought by the Rashba. And according to the Maharit, the divrei HaRambam, the Torah was takamatir by a suffik mamzer, more than we're matir all other sveikas. And so explains the Maharit, the proof of the Rambam in the tshuva, that sveikas are mutter mena Torah. Because that suffik mamzer is mutter lava b'kal, b'vadai, we learn from sukkim as is mafurish in the sugin kedushin. However, it's muchach mitoch ha-sugi that the Gemara learned as a davar pashut, shavuchol ha-torah kula ha-sveikus mutara min ha-torah misvara b'li shum makor min ha-kosuf. Because we have to understand, Rabbi asked Akasha, why do we say shtuki is pasul? And with the rabbi, arvit shver, to find a reason why shtuki is pasul, why the rabbi is pasul, the suffik mamzer, and he concluded in my loss will be yuchsin. We take special precautions and measures to protect the purity of our genealogy. So that's why the rabbis asked it as Safik Mamzer Midrabanan. Why was the Gemara Toila Hadabar Mimailas Yuchsin? Halei B'chol HaTorah Matzanu Shechachamim Asu Geder V'siag L'Torah. So since it is a Chshash Isser B'davar, Shema Klap Ishmaya Galya that he's a Mamzer, so it's right for the Chacham to be Machmir and to Aser Afilu B'li Mailas Yuchsin. El al korchach es mashma to rabo, that when the Torah was matir suffik mamzer, the Torah is matir suffik mamzer legamre mitaras vadei velo mitaras suffik, and there's no chshash iser bedover. Shafilu letzad sheklap ishmaya gal yeshu mamzer, there's going to be no iser. So therefore, rabo, frag good as they say in the yeshivas. Why would the rabbi say that a shtuki is possible? Because since the Torah was matir mitaras vadei, ein kan shum geder v'siyag leiser. Vein kan shum siva lechachamim lahachmir v'leser. They were matir mamzer v'tares v'adai. Why would the rabbis be machmir? That was Rabbi's kasha, and he had an answer that ma'ila asu b'yuchsin, that even though there's no siyag l'isur d'araisa, nevertheless the chachamim were machmir and they asered, because it's not right that somebody who has such a checkered yichus, he has a suffik in his yichus, he should be misarevim kahal Yisrael hamiyuchasim. Ad kan biyur sugis hagamara. Mavurmi said that Rabba learned that the Torah is matir a suffik mamzer b'teres vaday heter gomor afil litzad klap ishmaya galya that he's taka mamzer. So now continues the Maharit. If we say that b'chol haTorah kulah sveikus hasurim min haTorah, so we need this pasuk of mamzer to be matir al kolpanim mikoyach sofek, that you're allowed to be toifis the tzadakal, and to rely on the fact that klapi shmaya galya that he's not a mamzer. So how can we add on and to be mechadesh that the Torah was matir sofek mamzer, but Torah's rather, how can we go two levels above? Normally all sveikas are asur min haTorah, but we have a pasuk by mamzer, so we're going to say now it's mutter b'Torah's vaday. Say it's mutter b'Torah's sofek. How can we raise ourselves too much? We can say not only is it mutter, but it's mutter even b'Torah's vaday. Al korchach mivur mitochas. That it was pasha to the Amoraim b'lishum makor miyapsukim that sveikas are mutter min haTorah kolpanim b'Torah sofik. In other words, you're allowed to be toifes the tzadakal and to be samech yourself on the fact that klapi shmaya galya, for example, if you have a sofik nevela, that it's not a nevela. So now, this pasuk that we darish and to be matir a sofik mamzer is not needed to be matir b'Torah sofik. That without a pasuk, it's mutter kamo b'chol haTorah kula. Anyway, all sveikas are mutter. So, how do you know all sveikas are mutter? Because you can't be matir a mamzer b'teras vaday if all sveikas are aser, because then the pasuk would be needed to be matir b'teras suffik. So from the fact that it's matir b'teras vaday, it must mean that all sveikas are mutter b'teras suffik. And now you have a gilui in the pasuk about mamzer that there's a heter of mamzer. Memela, you are mishtadreg, as they say in modern Hebrew, you go up one madrega. And you say that not only is it mutter b'teras suffik, it's even mutter b'teras vaday. So that's how the Rambam proved from suffik mamzer, shebuchol haTorah kulah sveikas are mutter, because here it's mutter b'teras vaday. Normally, sveikas are mutter b'teras suffik. So you see that b'chol haTorah kulah sveikas are mutter. Gevaldik. So the Rambam derived it from this sugya. So b'vaday modeh haRambam, the data we say that a suffik mamzer yavo is mikoch the drush and the psukim. Not like the first havana of the Rashba b'divrei haRambam that we saw in the previous shir. And it's not pshat that we learn as a binyan av from mamzer to the other, to everything else, to all the other sfeikas, like the second havana in the Rashba b'divrei haRambam. But we have now a third havana, that kavanas haRambam is from the sugya and kedushin. It's muchach shebuchol haTorah kula hasfeikos mutarim and haTorah b'teras sofek. And here we're just going one level above. And when we're matir b'teras vade. How do you get the teras vade? How do you get two steps ahead of asering sfeikos from the pasuk? The answer is because no, sfeikos are really mutar. And then if you have a pasuk to be matir, you go one step above and are matir mamzer b'teras vade. But everything else is b'taras safek, and therefore, since we know all sfeikas are b'taras safek, we can go a trit weiter by mamzer and say here it's mutri b'taras vaday. The fact that we saw in the previous year that the Mishnah Lamelech was bothered by the fact that if you're learning from Mamzer, so how is Mamzer more mutter than everything else? How is Safik Mamzer mutter even Bikra Yisur, and everything else isn't? If the paradigm is Safik Mamzer to be Matri Sfeikas, so how is Mamzer more mutter than everything else? The answer is, according to this Havana Gevaldik, because you're learning from Mitoch HaSugya. And the fact that we're mati, or you need a pasuk to be mati or mamzer, you have a special pasuk mati or mamzer. You're learning and mati or mamzer b'taras vaday, and therefore Rabbi asked the kasha, "V'nei malu asu ma'il asu b'yuchsin." What's the point? Anyway, it's mutar b'taras vaday. So from the fact that here it's mutar b'taras vaday, it must be that normally it's mutar b'taras safek, because that's what the pasuk here is coming to prove. Why do you need a pasuk? Anyway, it's mutar b'taras safek. So the pasuk is obviously comes to be mutar b'taras vaday. You can't say that the pasuk is coming to be mutar b'taras safek, because then we wouldn't be asking why ma'il also be yuchsin. Why you mutar a safek mamzer? Why you machmir a safek mamzer derabbanan? Why do you have to say why you machmir a safek mamzer? Like, we're always machmir. We're not sure d'oraisa, so midrabbanan we're machmir. From the fact that we asked why we machmir here, it must be that we're machmir. We're mekel b'taras vaday. How do you know to be mekel b'taras vaday? The answer is because we have a pasuk. But how can the pasuk tell you b'taras vaday? Maybe the Torah's pasuk is telling you mati b'taras safek. The answer is that if it was only being mati b'taras safek, then Rabbah wouldn't have had this kasha. Why are we machmir on safek mamzer's midrabbanan? Pasha, why we're machmir? The fact that we're asking this kasha must be that mamzer is more mutter than everything else. That mamzer is mutter b'taras vaday. How do you get from the pasuk? It's if you have a pasuk, how do you know it's b'taras vaday? And just because it must be that normally we're mati b'taras safek. Normally sfeikas are mutter b'taras safek. And if here we have a pasuk, it must be that we're mati b'taras vaday by mamzer. And therefore we have a kasha. So if it's mutter b'taras vaday, then what do you need a pasuk? Why the rabbi's machmir by safek mamzer? It's mutter b'taras vaday. It's the answer, my lesser b'yuchsin. From the Gufa Sugi, you see that there's a difference between Mamzer and everything else. Mamzer, here we have a special pasuk that it's Mutter B'Taras Vaday. And by everything else, you don't have a special pasuk, so it's only Mutter B'Taras Safek. That's why there's a difference between Mamzer and everything else. And therefore, Mamzer can be Mutter even if Ikabi Sura, and everything else is not Mutter even Bikabi Sura. Because Mamzer is even more Mutter, that's what the pasuk is coming to teach you. Marit says, Nafkamina Mutter is these. The Marit's Mahalach is that it's Mutter at the same time, since it's B'Taras Vaday. It's Mutter even if it's B'Bas Yisrael Mamzeres, Tartiv Sasri. Prichadash says, Nafkamina, that it's Mutter even if there's a Cheskas Isser involved, like we saw in the previous year. The woman had Safek Gerushin, but she had a Cheskas Isser that she was originally married. The Pnei Yoshua explains that it's Nafkamina where there's Rubili Sura. The Sheif Shmaitz and the Chavis Das, that it's an Afkamin even Bikba Yisura. So Kumtois, that the Shmaitz and the Chavis Das say Hikshu la Rambam, why do we need a pasuk to be matir Safik Mamzer? Lachora agav shitva kasfuken. That they weren't exactly meduyuk. The Rambam himself, as we saw, derives from this sugya. That this sugya is the makor for his heter of Sveikis, as we saw in this year and the previous year. And all the terutzim we give are a hezber of what the Rambam says in the Divrei HaRambam Metshuva, that the Torah was matir Safik Mamzer, more than normal. And they explain what the nafkamina is ledina from this heter, that we're matir more than normal. That's the what's the more than normal? What's the nafkamina? Whether it's ro, rikwi, sur, etc. We explain. Rashbed brought from the Rambam. Some have as the Ramban, Almalo, from this sugi, Almalo, Asr Torah, Asurin of Adoin, Asafek Haysurin Lo. Torah only Asr Vada Yasir, but not Safek. That's what we get from this sugya. So the Rashba had two Mahalchim in the Rambam. Whether that's the Pashit Mashmos Hakra, without Rashas, he had a Kashas on that, or whether it's a Binyan Av, from here to everywhere else. It kashes on that. And then we have the beer of the Marit that you see mitor hasugya, that it must be that it's mutter tfeme ba'alma, it's mutter more than normal, so you take a see from this sugya. And the fact that we need to ask, why were the rabbis machmir? Of course they were machmir, like, where is machmir for misufik? No, the answer is it must be mutter b'taras vaday. If it's mazmir is mutter b'taras vaday, then it must be everything else mutter b'taras safik. Because if mamzer is only mutter b'taras safik, if Mam was only Mutar Safik, wouldn't have asked why the rabbis were Machmir. Of course they'd be Machmir. It must be it's Mutar B'Tar Zvadeh, but how do you get from the Pasuk that it's Mutar B'Tar Zvadeh? How can you go two steps ahead and say that normally Sveikas are Aser and here it's Mutar B'Tar Zvadeh? The answer is no. Normally it's Mutar B'Tar Safik and here it's Mutar B'Tar Zvadeh. So you see from this Sugya that the Torah only asks it Isurim Vadoim, Safik Isurim Lo. Normally Safik Isurim are Mutar. And here it's Mutter B'Tar Zvadai, and all the Achronim that we mention are coming to give explanations of what the Nafkamina is, that it's Mutter B'Tar Zvadai. So Baruch Hashem, we have a new Havan in this Sugya, and B'Tzos Hashem Darkeinu, if we're lucky, and we have Siyata Dishmaya, and we have good health, and Simchas Chaim, and the financial means, and everything works out, that we will continue with these very beautiful Shiurim and the Shmaitzah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.